Satterley, Annie, Battle Creek, Michigan, January 26, 1890.
Annie Satterley, I again address you to not fail in this time, which is the crisis of your life, to take the only right course left for you to take. The stronghold of sin is in the will. Put your will on God's side of the question. Place yourself no longer in the position of a sinner, a harlot. You may not see clearly how you will obtain deliverance from the sins which have been cherished and which strengthen with repetition. The only way is to confess your sins, forsake them, and believe that Jesus will pardon you. Your deliverance is to be found in Christ and Him alone. Your temper and your pride must die and Christ live in you, else you are still in the bondage of sin and iniquity. You must humble your heart before God, and Jesus will pity and save you. Surrender to God, leave no sins unconfessed, send them beforehand to judgment that they may be blotted out of the book of life. Make no secret reserve, and Jesus will pardon you. You are, I was shown, connected in family relationship with those who are under the special controlling influence of the devil. Their feet take hold of hell. They are swift messengers of Satan. Any connection with even the mother that gave you birth or other relations who are fastened in an evil course will be corrupting to you. If you desire to be a Christian, now is your time. Now is the golden opportunity. You can only walk in purity by looking and beholding, praying and believing in Jesus moment by moment. You have been living in adultery so long that sin does not appear heinous to you. You love sin. If now you want to leave sin, you must forever renounce it. If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You must not hide or excuse your sins, but you must arise and make haste to confess your sins and save your soul by seeking the forgiveness of your sins. Oh, it is a terrible thing to be lost. Your course has been a sad and distressing one. Time is short. Will you now come? Will you sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of Him? There is hope for you, but you have had miserable counselors. And if you love Jesus, you hate the evil course and even the conversation and companionship of your own relatives who have given themselves soul, body, and spirit to work the works of Satan. He has control of their inspirations and evil intentions to do wickedly. May the Lord send most deep convictions to your soul, for I never want to give publicity to the things which I have been shown, and I hope you will take a course which will make it unnecessary for me to do this.